Democrat Katie Porter silent when asked if she is okay with people burning American flag. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 17, 2024. Democrat Representative Katie Porter of California was silent when asked if she supports recent pro-Palestinian protests in which the American flag is burned and protesters chant, "Death to America." Porter was questioned by Fox News reporter Hillary Vaughn about a recent protest in New York City where pro-Palestinian protesters blocked the Brooklyn Bridge, set fire to the American flag, and could be heard calling for, "Death to America." Anti-Israel protesters blocking the Brooklyn Bridge burned the American flag and chanted, "Death to America. Do you condemn this type of rhetoric?" Vaughn can be heard asking in a video. While Porter remains silent, a spokesman walking behind Porter answers by explaining she has to get to her next event. "Are you okay with people burning the American flag?" Vaughn asks again. Again, the spokesman following behind Porter and Vaughn cuts in to say, "If you'd like to follow up with us," before being interrupted by Vaughn. "Are you okay with people chanting, 'Death to America?'" Vaughn asks Porter. "Sorry, we've got to head into the spokesman begins to say. Vaughn asks Porter, "Congresswoman Porter, are you okay with people chanting, 'Death to America?'" Before adding, "Is it okay? Do you not have a problem with it?" Democrat Representative Ayanna Pressley, DMA, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, were also questioned about the recent protest. While Pressley remained silent when asked if she supports that type of protest, Ocasio-Cortez said she had not seen these reports and needed to check for them herself. In March, the American flag was set on fire during an anti-Israel protest in New York City. During this demonstration, protests could also be heard chanting at the New York Police Department and comparing them to the KKK. Since Hamas, a U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, attacked Israel on October 7, leaving 1,200 Israelis dead and more than 200 people taken as hostages, anti-Israel protests have increased in the United States and globally. The attack saw roughly 3,000 Hamas terrorists invade Israel by land, sea, and air, leaving participants at an outdoor music festival dead, while other Hamas terrorists hunted down Jewish men, women, and children, subjecting many to torture, rape, kidnapping, and even death.